Good morning. Much more comfortable air has been flowing into the region during the overnight period, and while humidity levels are still a bit high and it is a bit muggy outside, it's not quite as oppressive as it has been in recent mornings. In fact, most everyone will start out in the 60s and climb through the 70s, and with mostly sunny skies, wind up in the lower to mid 80s for daytime highs with mostly sunny skies. Humidity levels will remain seasonable and in check and not as high as they were through the weekend and into the day yesterday. Overnight tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy and a warm front will approach from the south. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible, especially across the southern half of the area, as lows drop back into the 60s once again. This front is attached to a low pressure wave, which will continue to track through the Midwest and Great Lakes on Wednesday. Skies will be mostly cloudy. With this system approaching, we run the risk at more scattered showers and thunderstorms through the day, with highs in the lower 80s. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side, depending on how things pan out in terms of instability and wind energy in the atmosphere. The system will continue to push through on Thursday with scattered showers and storms. Again on Thursday afternoon, with increased humidity, highs will be in the lower to mid 80s. This disturbance will pass through on Thursday night, leaving us dry and sunny on Friday with lower humidity and more comfortable air, highs in the lower to mid 80s once again. More sunshine with high pressure and control to start the weekend with comfortable humidity in the mid-80s on Saturday afternoon. By Sunday, the next disturbance will approach with increasing clouds and humidity, highs in the middle and upper 80s with the risk of a late-day thunderstorm that'll carry over into the day on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, summer heat and humidity. We'll be taking a temporary break as temperatures on Tuesday and Wednesday will be dipping back into the 70s in northern New England. Subtle relief will also be felt farther south into the mid-Atlantic region where high temperatures will be a few degrees cooler today and tomorrow than highs on Sunday and Monday, but readings well into the 90s will continue for at least another few days along with high humidity. Meanwhile, a front will stall from the mid-Atlantic coast to the central plains today. This front will serve as the focus for showers and thunderstorms, some of which will be severe and contain locally heavy rain, causing flash flooding. Farther south across Texas, an area of low pressure drifting west through the Gulf of Mexico will continue to produce showers and storms to its north and west as it tracks toward the middle Texas coast while weakening. The National Hurricane Center is watching this disturbance for organized tropical development, but believes the chances are low given the system will be moving over a landmass soon. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility under fog and 49 degrees with a northwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 48 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny skies and 68 degrees, the dew point 63, 84% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny near 90, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 92 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 80, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.11 inches for the month, which is 55 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 16.38 inches for the year, which is 4.85 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 101, set in 1930, and the record low, 45, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m., sunset this evening 8:26 p.m., 14 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, lower to mid-80s. Mostly sunny with lower humidity Friday and Saturday, mid-80s. On Sunday, just the risk of a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny, mid to upper 80s. And a chance of a thunderstorm Monday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.